Pleasure.
Ben Gelman, play-by-play voice of the Salem Red Sox, joining us here on the Sports Line. And right now, Larry Mack talking some racing. Hi, Larry. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, my friend?
I think we're all good. We're all good. Looking forward to a big weekend. And, you know, is this where we officially enter the Dale Earnhardt Jr. farewell tour?
Well, I tell you, I'm starting to get mixed feelings on the whole Dale Earnhardt Jr. retirement tour. I think we say with confidence that this will be his last full-time season in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. But I guess as I've listened to some of his interviews over the last few weeks, including just this past weekend at Sonoma, he said openly, he said, you know, I'm only hanging my helmet up as a full-time Cup Series driver. He said, for example, if someone was faced with what Tony Stewart, you know, faced the beginning of last year, where he was out for 10 or 11, 12 races, he said, if some team was faced with what my team was faced with my concussion the second half of last year, he said, you know, as long as it's no sponsor conflict, as long as it's a Chevrolet, I would be very open to filling in for a driver that needed me. He said, in fact, I would be very flattered to ask. So, you know, unlike maybe Tony Stewart, unlike Jeff Gordon, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is still leaving the door open, but I think it's safe to say we will never see him racing full-time again in the Cup Series after 2017. So I'm even hesitant to say that this is the last time we'll see Dale Earnhardt Jr. in a Cup Series car at a track he loves, Daytona International Speedway. I'm starting to get some vibes that he's still open to run some select races.
Is this maybe, I don't know if you call it full change of heart, but getting cold feet about totally stepping away from racing and what that life is going to be like?
Well, I think he still loves driving a race car, but I think he has just reached a point in his career with doing it for 18 years and winning certainly his share of races. We know that he's still looking for that first Cup Series championship. I think with getting married to Amy the end of last year, them talking about having a family, and everything else he has going on, I just think he's overdoing the grind of 38 Cup race weekends. But I think he still loves and will continue to love driving a race car. And I think as long as he feels like he's physically capable of doing it, if opportunity arises, I think, you know, we can see him in some select races.
Larry, what does post-racing life have in store for Dale Jr.? I know you touched on the family thing, but, you know, as far as, you know, what to do, because, I mean, we all know that, you know, retiring sounds great until you're actually retired and you need things to do. What's on the agenda of things for Dale Earnhardt Jr. to do once he's retired? What's he want to do?
Well, we know he has Junior Motorsports that fields this year four full-time NASCAR Xfinity Series teams. So we know he will have a strong presence with that. And in fact, in 2018, 2019, he announced during his retirement announcement back earlier in the year that he is scheduled to run at least two Xfinity Series races for Junior Motorsports in those two respective years. I would not be a bit surprised to see him enter the world of broadcasting. You know, I don't know if that would be with NBC. I don't know if that would be with Fox. I don't know. But I know what races he did for us and what races he played a role last year in a couple of NBC broadcasts. He did a really nice job. So I'd certainly think that could be a possibility. And, you know, I think no different than Jeff Gordon, he will still have a presence with Hendrick Motorsports in some shape, form, or fashion. So unlike when you think about retirement, that you see them and then they're gone, I think a lot like Jeff Gordon, a lot like Tony Stewart, they're still going to be highly visible and representing the sport of NASCAR.
Larry Mack Reynolds, NASCAR on Fox analyst at Larry Mack 28 to follow him on Twitter. We've mentioned Dale Earnhardt Jr. quite a bit. What about the rest of Hendrick Motorsports, in particular the fleet outside of Jimmy Johnson? Where do they stand in being able to contend for a championship this year?
Well, there's work to do. You know, when you look at Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his teammate Casey Kane, the 5 car, they are well down the ladder in points. They have not found victory lane in 2017, and there's 10 races until the playoffs start, starting with Daytona this coming weekend. In fact, those two drivers do not even have a playoff point in their playoff point bucket so far after 16 races. So we know there's work to do, but again, headed to Daytona, we know one of the cars we'll be watching from the time the track opens on Thursday for practice will be that 88 car. Chase Elliott, still looking for that first win, continues to knock on the door as he did at Michigan weekend before last, finishing a very close second. We know that he's close. He's sixth in the points right now, and even though he's not won a race, he's sitting pretty good points-wise to be able to make the playoffs. But I think, you know, Hendrick Motorsports, they're a little off this year. And you might go, well, wait a minute, Jimmy Johnson has won 3 races. It's Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus in that 48 team, when the other teams can't seem to rise to the occasion, when they're a little behind, they find a way to make it happen. And we know that Jimmy is working hard, trying to do something no other man, no other team has done in the history of this sport, and that's get the 8th Cup Series championship. And I can't count them out right now, but I think across the board for the other 3, but for that organization, we see that there is still some work to do to maybe catch up with some of the other competitors.
Larry McReynolds joining us from NASCAR on Fox. You mentioned the rest of the work that organization has. Where's the confidence level in drivers and the outlook for Hendrick over the long haul? Obviously, the 48 team will stay intact for a while, but Chase Elliott reportedly getting a nice new extension to stick around. Casey Kane's status has been up in the air, and then obviously Dale Earnhardt Jr. is on the way out. How much transition is Hendrick going to be facing the next couple of years?
Well, yeah, we know Jimmy Johnson just signed a contract extension that was announced several days ago. To your point, just about an hour ago, I got the release where Chase Elliott has signed a 4-year extension that carries him through 2022. Yeah, probably the biggest question is what happens with Casey Kane, what happens with the 5 team. It's my understanding he has 1 more year on his contract, but I think it's the elephant in the living room. Something needs to start happening over there with Casey and that 5 team. And then probably the question the entire garage area is asking right now, and the entire world of NASCAR, who's going to drive that 88 car starting in 2018 once Dale Earnhardt Jr. has stepped aside? There's a lot of rumors, a lot of rumblings dancing around right now. The Alex Bowman, who drove that car a number of races last year, obviously his name continued to be floated out there. And, you know, I'm sure they're close to announcing a driver. But let's face it, they've got a lot of sponsors that they have to sign off on this. They've been used to having the most popular driver probably in all of motorsports to work with, Dale Earnhardt Jr. So, yeah, I think it's a decision Rick Hendrick and probably even Dale Earnhardt Jr. and other key people, personnel at Hendrick Motorsports will make, but it's also probably going to be a lot on the shoulders of the sponsors that will be sponsoring that 88 car starting next year.
Where do you see Kyle Larson and Martin Truex Jr.? They're at the top of the point standings. How big of a, I don't know if threat's the right word, maybe it is, how big of a chance do they have of continuing that once we get into chase time and being, I guess you could say, threats to win a championship this year?
Well, no different than any other stick and ball sport. You know, it's one thing to be at the top of the heap during the regular season, but then we know everybody steps it up, as they do in football, baseball, basketball, when it comes time for the playoffs. And it's a matter of peaking at the right time. I see no signs of that 42 team or that 78 team wavering over the next 10 races. In fact, they've got well more than a full race cushion on the competition as far as regular season points. I think Kyle Larson is 111 points in front of the third-place driver, and Martin Truex Jr., I think I read he's 98 points to the good over third. So they almost got – they could take off a week and still be first and second in the points when we return the week after. They both have a substantial amount of the playoff points. Martin Truex Jr., who won his 11th stage at Sonoma this past weekend, he has 21 playoff points. That's a lot of playoff points as we get ready for the playoffs, but no different than Jimmy Johnson last year, Kyle Busch the year before. I'd even add Kevin Harvick back in 2014. We know there's probably some driver and some team laying in the weeds that we're not talking about a lot, but when we get to those playoffs, they may rear their head and be the toughest competition anybody has to deal with.
Larry, quick question getting back to Dale Earnhardt Jr. as he, you know, wraps up his farewell campaign here. What are the expectations? What are your expectations for him coming down the stretch the rest of the year in terms of, you know, what he might actually be able to accomplish on the track?
Well, I guess it's no different than Tony Stewart last year. No different than my now teammate Jeff Gordon the year before. I just want to see him go out competitive. That doesn't mean he has to win a race or races. It doesn't mean he has to win a championship. I just want to see him go out competitive. We know we have Daytona this week that we spoke about. We know right in the middle of the playoff we have Talladega, a place where we know he'll be strong. He'll be strong at Martinsville. I mean, I can name a lot of tracks that he runs well at. But aside from winning a race or races or making the playoffs or winning the championship or being part of the championship four at Homestead, I just want to see him go out and be competitive, which, again, back to our point a while ago, that's where they – nobody knows it more than they do. They've got a little bit of work to do.
Larry, thank you. Appreciate the time as always. It's always a pleasure catching up with you.
Well, I appreciate you guys, and it's hard to believe that – our part of the Cup Series schedule and Xfinity Series schedule has now come to a close in 2017. I don't know where the weeks went, but they flew by with a blur. Of course, we handed off to our good friends over at NBC. They pick up starting this weekend at Daytona, but I want the fans to really understand we don't go away with NASCAR. We still have the full Truck Series schedule all the way through Homestead. We have Race Hub every weeknight, especially Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. on FS1. And then whatever day the race is on, just like this weekend, at this Saturday from Daytona, we have our race day pre-race show and normally a Victory Lane post-race show. So even though we may not be covering on-track activity for the Cup Series, Xfinity Series, we still have a lot of NASCAR going on at NASCAR on Fox, FS1 and FS2. So we'll still be there bringing you a lot of the sport, even though the other network will have the on-track stuff for those two series.
For those folks who can't get enough Larry Mack, there's more to give, right?
That's exactly right. You know, even on Tuesday night, and it varies. It's sometimes it's 7 p.m., but like tonight it's 9 p.m. Eastern. I co-host a show on Sirius Radio, Channel 90, the NASCAR channel. It's called The Late Shift with Brad Gilley. So there's still plenty of Larry Mack out there if you want to tune in, that's for sure.
Larry, appreciate it. We love catching up with you. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, thank you. You guys take care. Have a great rest of your week.
Larry McReynolds, Fox Sports analyst, author, great guy, and pleasure to have on and talk a little racing.
Big Alabama fan, too.
Big Alabama fan. All right, 4:52. Stick around. We're coming back. We're getting close, folks. I know it's summer school on the sports line.
Yes.
Sports line summer school. Anthony likes that. Professor Santaniello.
It's fantastic. I mean, everyone talks about the morning show having these great programs to educate during the summer. I mean, for real? You know, we're the ones doing the educating. I think they should give us credit tomorrow.
Chief researcher Anthony Santaniello gets into the cold, hard facts about Duke basketball. Coach K Lovers, you're not going to want to hear it.
It's going to be a disappointing segment for them.
But that's coming up after 5. We got one more segment when we come back. Stay tuned.